The Hainesboro Police Department and Dispatch Services could face a dramatic funding loss under Governor Bill Walker's proposed budget. It would eliminate funding the State Department of Corrections, or DOC, gives each year to law enforcement in 15 small communities. That funding is meant to help towns run local jails, but in Haines, it supports more than that. KHNS's Emily Files reports.
The Alaska DOC contracts with Haines Police to operate a 3-cell, 6-bed jail. Under that contract, the DOC gave the Haines Police Department about $392,000 this year. That money is meant to help run the local jail, where people who are arrested are held for short periods of time. But the state allotment funds more than just the jail. It made up 40% of the police department and dispatch's entire budgets this year. So if the DOC were to cut the community jail's money, the Haines Police Department could lose almost half of its funding. Police Chief Bill Musser says that loss could shut down the jail, and it could also mean downsizing the 5-officer, 5-dispatcher departments.
Ultimately, the cuts may reduce staffing in both dispatch and in terms of the officers.
Department of Corrections Deputy Commissioner Ramond Henderson says they're learning that communities might rely on the state funding more than the DOC realized. The community jail's contracts cost the DOC about $10.5 million this year. Southeast communities that would be affected are Haines, Petersburg, Wrangell, Sitka, and Craig. There are 2 DOC-run corrections facilities in Southeast where inmates can serve out longer sentences, in Juneau and Ketchikan. Those wouldn't be impacted by this community jail's cut. Henderson says the governor has charged DOC with a general fund budget reduction of 8% effective July 1. Zeroing out the community jail's funding would take care of about 40% of that. One reason the DOC is considering this cut is because a number of community jail beds go empty. Henderson says of the 157 beds in the 15 jails, only half are filled on average each night. In Haines, that number is even lower. Of the 6 beds in the Haines jail, Henderson says on average only 1 is used per day. Chief Musser says that shows that crime is low in Haines, but having the jail is still important.
We may only occupy 1 bed. That's nice in terms of the community, but we still have to be able to hold them there when we do have a problem. It can pour when it rains. Other times we just get a sprinkle.
The Haines Jail is classified as a rural jail facility. It serves not only Haines police arrests, but Skagway police, state troopers, federal border agents, and Coast Guard. Musser says the jail held a total of 58 inmates throughout 2014. Inmates can serve up to 14 days in the jail.
Most of the misdemeanors we get here are usually fairly short, simple sentences. Say, for instance, anywhere from 3 upwards to 10 days on a DUI, depending on the level of a DUI.
Not having a local jail could mean people who are sentenced to serve even a short amount of time would go to Lemon Creek Correctional Center in Juneau. Walker's proposed budget will likely go through a number of revisions before gaining the state legislature's approval. The final budget will be decided in May. Meanwhile, Henderson says the DOC is reaching out to communities to see what kind of fallout the funding cuts would cause. Since the funding makes up 40% of the Haines Police Department and dispatch's budgets, Musser says he'll work with other police chiefs to voice their opposition to the cuts.
It's going to affect operations and it could affect personnel. You know, it may well impact people's ability to visit or have contact with people that are in the jail. So they're going to spend more money to make their visitations by having to travel. I think it's going to increase costs to the state for having to travel. But bottom line for us is it may impact our services because we may have to reduce if we have monies that we're used to using that's there and they're no longer available.
Musser says if they have to let go police officers or dispatchers because of the funding cut, it wouldn't just impact the jail. It would impact the police's community services as a whole. Haines-Boro manager Dave Sosa says this is the largest potential cut to Haines funding he's seen in Walker's proposed budget. If it goes through, Sosa says Haines will either have to lose some police services or figure out a way to make up for the funding loss. Reporting in Haines, I'm Emily Files.